AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is stepping up his pledge to invade a city in southern Gaza, despite concerns there are citizens there. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In a video statement, Netanyahu says it's vital to move into Rafah, which Israel says is Hamas's last Gaza stronghold. Saying the offensive will happen and there is a date. He did not elaborate.
We don't see any signs that such a major ground operation is imminent.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. remains against a major ground operation in Rafah, where some 1.4 million Palestinian civilians are sheltering. He says Israel has assured Washington it will hold off until talks about viable options and alternatives.
Hopefully sometime next week.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
People in northern New England are now experiencing a total solar eclipse. It moved from Texas north into Indiana into upstate New York. Wearing protective glasses, this woman saw the eclipse in Mesquite, Texas.
It was awe-inspiring, just the ring around it and how it kind of had gaseous features around it. It was just very interesting.
Almost everyone in North America was guaranteed at least a partial eclipse, weather permitting. Former President Donald Trump declared he believes abortion limits should be left up to states, declining to endorse a national ban. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says this White House wants nationwide abortion protection.
The president is absolutely clear. His administration, the Biden-Harris administration, has been very clear. We need to restore the protections of Roe, and that's what we're going to continue to fight for.
Police in Las Vegas say a shooting inside a law office in the affluent Summerlin neighborhood left three people dead, including the shooter. This is AP News. There is another issue with a Boeing jet.
A Boeing 737 operated by Southwest Airlines lost an engine cover shortly after takeoff Sunday morning from Denver.
Several passengers and flight attendants heard something loud hit the wing.
The pilot radioing the tower that audio captured on liveatc.net.
Let's go ahead and declare an emergency for Southwest 3695, and we'd like an immediate return. We got a piece of the engine cowling hanging off, apparently.
No one was injured. The plane returned safely to the airport. The FAA is investigating. It's the second mishap for Southwest and the latest in a string of mechanical issues for Boeing planes over the last several months. I'm Julie Walker.
NAIA, the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, announced a policy that all but bans transgender athletes from competing in women's sports at its 241 mostly small colleges across the country. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.